my playmate and I, my reflection of me. My playmate and I, my reflection of me. Friends bereft of ending, building castles by the sea. Quietly reflective, protective, blessed and free. My playmate and I, my reflection of me. Back when life was but a dream, I learned to set a stunning scene. No constraints, for I was free to be just who I wish to be. I wish to be carefree and maybe act a little carelessly. Climb the tallest tree and swing from precipice precariously. The only thing I missed was someone just as keen to share with me the feeling that of simply being sane. This was until my other me encouraged me to leap, to search the furtive earth for hidden secrets in my key, to pluck up all my courage and remember I was free, to wander here and there, declare it fairer in between. In honour of my playmate, I commenced a grand adventure and shared with her the feeling that of simply being seen. Her hair was in ringlets that tickled my cheeks. Each night we touched fingertips and shuffled our feet to the one place where we could dance, lay dreams, build castles, be just who we wish to be. Share sense of mystery, marvel the view, and in absolute symmetry, dizzily spin through the piles of dead leaves, reach within them and pin them to each hope and dream. Set midsummer scene in the bleakest midwinter. Kiss one another's fingers at the first hint of a splinter. Innocence was ours as we both held on to believe that in our special place the monster's face was not nearly so mean. Having wandered here and there, the sky seemed fairest in between. To search the furtive earth for hidden secrets in our key. She was my reflection, one both flawless and serene. But her bright eyes widened every time she turned to smile at me, confiding every hope and dream through cheeks that dressed her vocal beam. And in that very moment I felt seen. In that very moment I felt seen. Suddenly I woke from dream and she was neither here nor there. Had no idea where, but the butterfly that fluttered in my tummy made it clear that she was well within my reach. Screwed my eyes shut tight as it was way past time to sleep. Yet our palace of imagination still felt incomplete. For celestial ages I waited most patiently. Somewhat belatedly, fate is to me. My twin dream and dream, a harmonious dream. In a moment our minds set the self-same scene. My playmate and I, my reflection of me. My playmate and I, my reflection of me. My reflection of me, my reflection of me. Entrusted keeping deep within the pantry, on the top shelf in plain view for all to see, had always seemed to be beyond my reach. However, together we had never seen a reason to feel beaten or lean into retreat. Beneath the staircase in our secret palace we were free. Sit atop the precipice that overlooked the trees. My twin dreamer and I never gave up on belief that one fine day we'd learn the deepest secrets in our key. Our courage and our brave would encourage we leap. In a moment of dream, reconvene. In a moment of dream, reconvene. We were home in this place, we were seen. Here and there, fairies yet in between. A fairy tale palace dressed in luminescent light, where monsters declared no intention to frighten. Had we known our special place had always been inside us, then our hearts would have felt charmed for light to guide us. My playmate and I, my reflection and me, friends bereft of ending, building castles by the sea. Quietly reflective, best protected and free. My playmate and I, my reflection and me, my playmate and I.